Sorry, Dan, mate, yeah, Dan, mate, interrupted you there. See, I'm all confused now because you see I've swapped on the screen.
I don't like it either.
No, but do you think sometimes this coronavirus and because of the isolation, it's kind of put things in perspective a bit more? You know what I mean? Like, you really value just being interacting with people, seeing people. I know we get this through Zoom and Skype. We can chat to each other, but it's a big difference when you're sitting beside someone, isn't it?
Definitely. I would be a social butterfly. Like, seeing yeah. me and the missus go out, I'll go and talk to other groups of people and stuff and, you know, go try and go around everybody as much as I can, so instead of just sitting there and only interacting with certain people.
This is my comfort zone. I get the tools I get to interact with.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm very similar. I'm really antisocial sometimes, you know. But so for me, it's okay. But it's just like being out with people and seeing them and actually having physical interactions. It's just, you miss out so much.
See, if they said, like, tomorrow, right, everything's back open, go on ahead, the world will just go back to normal in a couple of days. Like, it won't feel that. Like, whenever you walk into a bar, it's not going to be like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
We're still doing this in 6 months' time. Can you imagine what it's like the first day you ever walk back into a bar again? It's going to be nuts.
Do you think people will go back to bars and restaurants the way they were before? Because, like, you're sitting in a position now, you're like, do I keep my money? Do I save it? Or what do I do with my money? You know, how long is it going to last me? A lot of people are on this, there was a furlough, or furlough, whatever it is, where you're getting 80% of your pay. And it's like, obviously, you've less, like, you're spending less money on like lunches because you're eating from the house. You're actually eating the food you buy instead of putting it in the freezer and throwing it out in 2 years. And you've less like commute expenses. The only thing that's come up is like electricity and heating. But everything else, it's sort of, to me, I think it's going to balance out. Well, except for me putting up my hot tub because it costs like 20 quid to heat the bathroom up.
I think things could change. So I think the longer it goes on, we talked about this in one of our last podcasts. So even if you think about it in terms of football, so like there's loads of people, especially in England, and we watch Premier League football, who live in London or whatever, who they go religiously every week to watch Arsenal or to watch Chelsea. That's just what they do every weekend. They take for granted that's just their way of life. They don't even get any enjoyment out of it anymore. They just do it so long. See, the longer those people don't do it, it'll go both ways. As soon as they're allowed to do it again, it'll be, fuck, this is great. I can't wait to get back there. But there'll also be people who'll be like, why have I been going there so long? I don't really need to go there that much. I haven't really seen my family that much on a Saturday. I don't need to go as often. So then maybe they'll not buy a season ticket. So those clubs will need to actually like market themselves again to some people, because people will genuinely realise I've wasted a lot of time doing things like on a Saturday that I didn't need to do. So do you think certain businesses will probably suffer? Like gyms, loads of people are buying weights and home gyms. I got to the stage where I built a wee bit of a home gym here, and I'm thinking, do I even need to go back to a gym when it opens? You know?
Yes, to start girls in leggings, obviously.
You know, it's spot porn.
Fair up, man.
I'm getting so bored of porn, I'm watching the whole thing from start to finish and all, too, getting invested in the characters.
I'm starting to make
my own storyline, though.
Come on,
call people over. Like, what she's done is...
He's wondering, why are they not eating that pizza? I've just started to make my own, you know what I mean?
Solo porns.
It's selling like hotcakes, sort of.
It's doing better on the podcast, anyway. But I think, as Stephen said, it's a lot of things going to suffer now. I think the hospitality industry is definitely going to suffer, because can bars survive being closed for 6 months with the rates in Belfast? Like,
well, I think they're all getting a break on their rates.
Yeah,
but it's staff getting 80% of what they're used to getting, and then that extra 20%, people are going to start whenever they get it. It's going to be like extra money, so they're going to feel like it's extra. So whether they choose to save it, whether they choose to spend it, will be one of the biggest differences. But how to spend it, I don't think restaurants are going to do well out of it. I don't think retail is going to do well. Yeah, you know, cinema is like a luxury, but what I think you'll find is people will enjoy being with their family more and they'll appreciate people more.
100%.
I think the smartest thing the government have done is they've kept money in the economy, like, so they're still paying money. The worst thing that they could have done was not to do anything, and then whenever things open up again, no one has any money to do anything. but a lot of the population are still getting paid money. So when things open up again, you feel like, right, I've got money in my account, I can go out. Like if they give you nothing when the cinema opens again, you're not going to go to the cinema. So the smartest thing they've done, they've kept money flowing through people's accounts. Like,
do you think this could be the end for anything in particular? Like, I think this could be the end of like multiplex cinemas.
I think it's possible.
Because it's going downhill anyway. I worked in cinema there for like a year and a half, and even within that year, I saw it dwindle down until fucking there's like 10 people coming in during the day sometimes, you know?
Only see, the I big think releases. Cinemas open way too early. Which, I don't know many people that go to cinema before 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I know. There is not many. You're right.
Kids.
So obviously then there's cost going up, because if they can't get that extra bit of money during the day, they won't have to make it somewhere else. It's about, at the end of the day, they're all businesses, you know.
And a lot of cinemas don't really make that much money off the studios and the movies. It's just a sweet shop, really. They just make money really off the food that they sell.
That's why it's so expensive. How many people
sneak in food?
Tell me this. Have you ever seen a sign saying that you can't bring food in, or you can only eat food that's been purchased on the premises?
there is no law. Me working in the cinema, I got a good insight that there is no law. You can't stop people from bringing food in. The only thing you can stop them bringing in is hot food, because of just like cleaning it up afterwards and all too, and might stain the seats. But apart from that, there's no actual law against bringing in your own food, your own sweets now. So that's a...
There you go.
Because there's a Pizza Hut downstairs. I worked in the Odyssey similar for about a year and a half. And we did a deal with Pizza Hut. People used to bring pizzas in all the time. We're all laid back about it. We're like, yeah, just don't fucking throw it in the cedars. Don't throw it at someone. Apart from that, like, go ahead. You know what I mean?
Pretty good.
I think I would miss the cinema, like, to be honest. Things like,
I love it. I love it as well.
Like, when I went much that Bad Boys there, it was the cinema experience that made it, definitely.
Yeah, I know you're 100%. I think me and Steve are in the same boat with this here. We just miss going to the cinema. It's like, not even like for the movie sometimes. It's just like the whole like nostalgia going back to the cinema. It's really like...
It's also the only real place you can go and watch something and you can't be on your phone. Like, you can watch stuff in the house all the time, but we stuck a movie on last night and I was just getting really annoyed because she was just on her phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I had to find myself going on the phone. And then, you know, you look up and go, what's happening here? Like, why is this even on? You know?
Yeah. I watched Chinatown last night with Jack Nicholson. It's made in 1974 movie. It's amazing.
And is that really, a porno or is it a real film?
So it's class, but it's one of these movies you kind of need to pay attention, because it's very like, it's almost like a thriller drama, secrets and shit. And she was on her phone and I was like, you gotta pay attention. But like, because I was telling her off, I was getting distracted and I was like, just turn this off because we're not really watching it. But you're right, Steve. In the cinema, you're focused on watching that movie.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because I found Apple on my phone a fuckload more. So even though I'm banned off Facebook, I'm just going on to Twitter and Instagram more.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. I know, it is, right? And it's, you're just looking at things that are so mundane. Like, that's what I love in your phone. It tells you how your usage and how long
your screen time.
That's class. That's really good, because you're like, I've been on for 4 hours today. What the fuck am I doing for 4 hours?
Do you think there's something in? So I was listening to Stephen Fry. He'd done like a broadcast on his Twitter the other day, and he was saying about how it might be a good idea for people to limit their interaction with their phone, but also limit how often they watch the news. So maybe set aside a time in the day. So I'm only going to watch the news at 5 o'clock when it's on, or 6 o'clock when the official news. I'm going to turn off my alerts on my phone. Because I'm finding like BBC and all these other apps on my phone are just every single time someone passes away from this coronavirus, I know about it. It's like, it's constant. It's like, and whenever you're reading that all day, like how shit do you feel by the end of it? You're just like, fucking hell, 700 people have died today. 800 people have died today. And you're just like, this is grim. Do you know what I mean? So I do think there's something in maybe just putting your phone away for a bit, or just try set aside time to gather that information. I don't know what you think about that.
No joke. On the 16th of March, and the reason I know the dates, but on the 16th of March, I remember being at work and being on my phone all day reading that BBC page that updates on how many people have it, how many people have died from it. And then on the 17th of March, my company decided to close all their stores. Paddy's Day, but it was one of the worst ever for me. But they said that they closed all the stores, and I did not look at the news once that day because it was too preoccupied with something different. Mm-hmm. And that's when I realized how much the day before had an impact on me. that it didn't need to do that anymore, you know. So I've been pretty good at staying away from it and staying away from my phone, to be fair.
But I think it's just these 24-hour news channels now. People want constant information. You know what I mean? People want that. It's our need for information, our need for knowledge. We just want to know what's going on every second. You know, like me and Stephen do this a lot with reactions. If you do a reaction video and it's like the most popular music video, you get so much. But if you delay it a 1 week, see the difference? It falls right off. Like, see if you do a reaction to a song that came out 2 years ago. No one cares. People want the now. Yeah, now. Instant reaction, first reaction. Tell us everything about this song that just came out. Like, I need to process this song. I'm not gonna give you my honest reaction to the song, because I'm gonna hate it now and probably love it a year down the line.
I think we're not addressing the elephant in the room. It's 5G is controlling us all and killing us with the coronavirus. What do you boys think of that?
I haven't heard too much about it, to be fair. I've heard people like kind of make fun of it. I've never actually researched it, but I was listening to a podcast the other day called, you ever listened to that podcast, Hard Hughes?
No. You know,
Unexplained. It's really interesting. But he had a guy called Paul Hellier. He's like a former defense general for the Canadian Army. He's the guy who can expose the aliens and all to a couple of years ago. He came in and says yes. Yeah. He's right.
Is he on Joe Rogan?
No, he was on, I think he was on Joe Rogan. He could have been on Joe Rogan, but he was on this podcast and he brought up the 5G and he believes in it. He's like, yeah, 5G's causing all this. But he didn't say the coronavirus. He says it's going to be a disaster for the human race. But I was like, whoa.
See,
you happy for the shower?
I love conspiracies, right? I don't believe in most of them. I think a lot of them are a load of hogwash, but do you ever listen to David Icke talking?
Oh, fuck lizard people.
Do you know what? He's a bit like Alex Jones, right? He talks that much insanity, but there's bits in between that are actually, you know, truth. And he was going on, it's called the Harrisay Chats, right? Now, you need to be into lizard people, chemtrails, all that nonsense, right? That's what it's all about. Some of the stuff is so far out there, but it give you wee gems every now and again. And David Icke was on there talking about 5G, and they were talking about the American government were using it. They were blasting like these insurgents with like some form of signal, whatever the frequency was, and eventually it just drove them mad and they give up. And then we were at EE done, like we at the EE party, Jared, in Malmaison.
I was indeed, yeah.
And then if your man says, so obviously they're preparing for it, right? EE, and he says, so the topic come up, you know, what have you heard about 5G, the good, the bad, will disperse the myths. And he was doing quite a good job of it, right? And like one of the first things I said to him when he said about it, me, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go? You know, trying to get my tinfoil hat out. he was talking about it, but then he started talking about electromagnetic frequencies and stuff, right? And see, from doing the ghostbusting, obviously a lot of places will be exposure to electromagnetic things. And he was saying that it actually was doing this, but it won't affect you. And I'm sitting there and I was like, obviously not a lot of people know how EMF, the electromagnetic field, interacts with the human body and how it makes you feel. I'm sitting going, he's trying to process under the carpet because people are ignorant to how EMF works. But there might be something to it, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as people make out. Because do you remember years ago when, you know, St. Mary's Grammar School in the Glen Road?
Yeah.
Right? They put like an orange, put a mast up on top of their school, and they all walked out of the school, like all the kids done like a protest and stuff, and they were like, oh no, you're not allowed this, no, this is going to be bad for us, and they get brain cancer and everything. And then I'm just like, it's going to be the same shit over and over again. And I think people have so much time on their hands now, and so many people just watch or read something and go, that's true. I think that works. To me, that makes sense. And then they just start believing it. And then, go ahead.
It just ends because it fits their agenda. That's what they want to believe. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, that makes sense to me. That's it. I'm going to run with it now.
People start burning lampposts at home.
I saw that video you posted.
Like, man. Seriously?
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I do think with the actual virus itself, like, this is going to rumble on for a long time. And I don't buy into the idea that it's engineered. Like a lot of people, a lot of conspiracy theorists are saying that it's engineered by China. But I do buy into something that... So China at the minute, you only get certain information about it. That for some reason, they only tell you about Wuhan. That's the only city they talk about. You've never heard... For some reason, they've been able to isolate this in one city. And then you look at America and what they're like. If America have to shut down everything, their whole economy, and China is still going, suddenly China becomes the superpower in the world, and America's not going to stand for that. Like, so I do think this will rumble on for a while, and it wouldn't surprise me if there is ever going to be a war. I think that's a prime candidate of being the next war. And okay. you can almost imagine reading it in a history book in 100 years' time. How did that war happen? How did World War III happen? Well, it happened with this virus that came out of China. It went around Europe. It went to the US. It crippled their economy. The US went, we're the superpower in this world, and attacked China. And then you go, that makes sense. Like, there's always something that sparks it. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but it wouldn't shock me.
I think there's two... There's all,
wouldn't do that.
Yeah, there's always two ways of looking at it, though, isn't it? Because that's the bad thing about, like, this era. Because the conspiracy that I've read, that it came from America. There's other conspiracies came from China. But then people are like, oh, Chinese can't trust them. You, as you said, you don't hear what's going on there. It's like, well, we're getting fed by UK media and obviously American media. Like, and if you look at history, they can't be trusted. Look at every false flag attack, every war, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, no, all these shit's going on. Like, and we're getting our information from them. They're saying they're the bad guys. Maybe we're the bad guys. Maybe the UK and Americans are the bad guys this whole time. Like, you know, history is always written by the winners.
Very true.
I also read that, I was listening to someone talk about, you know, the WHO, the World Health Organization? Mm-hmm. So apparently that is run by China. So apparently that is like, it was, they infiltrated it and they're running it. Because they were going through all these things that the WHO were telling people in Europe and America to do. So they're saying about masks and stuff and how they don't really work, don't really use them. But yet in China, all they do is wear masks. You know what I mean? You're like, why are they telling us this? But they're, you know, I'm not saying I believe it, but it's, but see, for a conspiracy theorist, mate, this is ripe.
Yeah. You know, they're right with the mask. If you wore a mask, you can't, it doesn't stop you from contracting the disease. It's what they do in Asia, especially China. They put their masks on to stop. If they have, there you go. They wore them, which is why I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe it's just Chinese propaganda. They only wore them because they're preventing other people from getting it. You know, because if they have it, they wore them. Like, it's common practice in China. If you have a cold, you wear them masks because you're stopping other people from getting the cold or the flu. Well, I don't know.
I thought it was because of the fucking pollution in the air because of all the cold they burn.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Wash your hands there. Here, on the topic of conspiracies, do you have like a conspiracy like it's your favorite one? You always go back to, you always research?
Moon landing.
Oh, we did an episode. That's one of our first episodes.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I think they have went to the moon. I don't think they went when they said they went.
That's what I said. I think that's how I concluded that podcast. I was like, I genuinely believe that they did go, but there's no way that footage they showed us was that it. That was not it.
But then why wouldn't they just record new footage and say, oh, this is us going back?
I think they probably went back in around the same time and didn't want to go, here, do you know what? See that footage. Imagine you release new footage and it looked completely different to the footage that they already released and said was real. They would go, why do they look so different?
They've put it in the camera quality.
Is that the first one's fake? You're like, right, so how am I supposed to believe the second one then?
True. I was big into it as well. Like me and Stephen, like I was, they didn't go, that's all fake. But the more I researched it, I was like 90% thought they didn't go. Now I'm about like 50-50 now. I don't know anymore. I just don't know. I don't know.
You never know that.
I don't know exactly how the Russians were so far ahead, right?
Yeah.
Me in the race, the Russians were putting the dog in space, the chimp in space, your man Gargan, first man to orbit and everything. And then all of a sudden, America's on the moon.
Yeah. And Jeff Gates did promise. He was like, we'll get to the moon by the end of the decade. And they did it in like 1969.
69, yeah.
Oh, great timing there.
I know. But imagine it did, right? Imagine being Michael Collins, right? He's orbiting the moon while Buzz and thing, Neil are on the surface, right? Can you imagine going around the dark side of the moon, right? Imagine something happens in that module. You are literally the most isolated person in the universe. At least the other two on the moon have each other, but he's going around there by himself. I know being on the moon, you could go, oh, that's really bad, but he could fucking drift off or...
Imagine, like, that's like a horror movie to me, like being alone in space.
Really is.
Yeah.
Do you have any conspiracies that you like, Jared?
Maybe there's Lord, or like Illuminati or 9/11, or there's so many out there. There's none that I'm particularly focused on, but I think I like the thought of the Illuminati, you know, where a group of people run the world, or
I think
9/11 is so interesting as well.
But yeah, I think with conspiracies, I'm big in the conspiracies as well. I think my favorite is JFK. I love that one. Because I think it's so like so obvious that it was a conspiracy and a cover-up, and it's so easy just to disprove like the Warren Commission or that keeper. But like, do you know, I think sometimes all these conspiracy, like lizard people, which I don't believe in, or the flat earth, like they're almost tossed into the same category. So it almost dilutes the importance of other ones, i.e. 9/11, i.e. JFK assassination. Like these are big ones that actually were conspiracies, I believe. But these other ones, like the flat earth, like not just because people think you're conspiracy, you must believe in the flat earth. Like, no, not all conspiracy people believe in every single conspiracy. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Do you know what one thing I always wanted, right? I didn't realize it until like a few years ago. You know the way they talk about a new world order, right?
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan and stuff.
Well, this is what we're going to tie into, right? So, can you imagine there's hidden messages within the wrestling thing that we haven't picked up on? Because me and Jared are big wrestling fans, and I always sit and think to myself, I wonder, has anybody ever delved into anything that they've ever done? As in, like, was this a prelude, like, the condition us to get ready for the new millennium for all the stuff that's going to happen?
It's interesting.
There's something for you two boys to delve into.
our next episode next week, we're going to do, because we haven't done a conspiracy since Princess Diana, probably. And we're going to do 9/11, actually, because like, I eventually saw that Foodies, don't know if you've ever seen it, about Tower 7 collapsing.
Mm-hmm. The BBC?
I finally came across that the other day. I was listening to a podcast.
You never seen it?
I always heard about it, but never actually, I don't know, I always told myself, go and watch this, and it's never did, and I eventually found it, and that's why I posted it on the Instagram page. So I was like, no fucking way. I thought, did you say you have green screens, like screens behind you, maybe it was the delayed, but it's actually from a fucking window. The fuck, is that possible? What
the fuck? And the fact that they're talking about it being collapsed and it's in the background?
Mm-hmm. That is the smoking gun. Like, that just tells you it was a conspiracy. So shit going on here.
You know, George, you know what that is?
No, I mean, they haven't.
So it's a completely separate building away from like the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. And
yeah,
no plane crashes into it. It just collapses by itself, doesn't it?
It collapsed by 5:30 in the afternoon. So 7 hours after the plane set, and it said because the heat.
Well, they said it was fire or something.
Yeah, but there was no fire in the building. It said just the heat of the other buildings like made the metal weak and it collapsed, like obviously a free fall speed. And there's an interview on BBC where the girls in Manhattan, and they're talking about that tower collapsing. It's called Tower 7, or it's called the Solomon Brothers building. And they say, oh, that tower collapsed, crazy how it collapsed. And like, yeah, but behind her, the tower's still there. Doesn't collapse for another 30 minutes after. You know what I mean?
So you're doing that next week?
Yeah, well, hopefully, like, but again, I want to get enough information to actually speak about it properly rather than just like, just reading off a sheet. So that's the goal, like, but we'll see what happens.
Right, well, we'll wrap it up there then.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Cheers.
That's it. Absolutely. That's